It's Women's History Month, and Fiona Barnes has been looking at some new and essential books to help celebrate this occasion.
One of the best places to start a young person's journey to find out about women and their many roles in history would be the series of books by Fiona MacDonald called The Other Half of History from Peter Bedrick Books. There are nearly a dozen volumes in this series that go back to ancient Egypt and include a volume that Ms. Donald delightfully calls Cleopatra, the Queen of the Kings. Each of these surveys is profusely illustrated with pictures from original works of art, historical objects, manuscripts, and also newspaper, photographic, and other popular images in the books about more recent times, like Women in a Changing World, 1945 to 2000. Essentially, each of these are overviews of a time, such as ancient Greece, and its customs, traditions, and beliefs with regard to women. Often, these are a record of the various kinds of repression and subjugation that women experienced in their societies. And Miss MacDonald does not try to sugarcoat this part of the history with excuses or rationalizations. But she doesn't linger there either, and she's provided key volumes in the series to look at the significant changes that began to take place in women's lives in the 19th and 20th centuries, and at the women who led this sweeping and continuing transformation. The Sky's the Limit, Stories of Discovery by Women and Girls, and Girls Think of Everything, Stories of Ingenious Inventions by Women, both by Catherine Thimmish, examine the crucial parts that women have played in scientific discovery. Did you know, for example, that the children's book writer, Beatrix Potter, was the first to explain the connections between lichens, algae, and fungi? Or that it took the astronomer Vera Rubin to point out to the scientific community that we were only seeing a tenth of the universe, the other 90% invisible to us, she called dark matter. Thimmish's books are chock full of these important and inspiring stories and are a must-read for all young inventors and discoverers. But perhaps my favorite of all these books is Phyllis Root's delightful picture book, Big Mama Makes the World, with gorgeous mythic illustrations by Helen Oxenbury about how the great feminine spirit, with a child on her hip and a vision for how things should be, brings it all into being. It's a creation story for this month, this new century, and a new chapter in women's history.